You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The United Nations says Russia has indicated it is ready to discuss opening 4 safe corridors to the besieged rebel-held east of the Syrian city of Aleppo. More than a quarter of a million people are trapped there and injured people can't be reached. Stefan Buss reports that the announcement came as residents have revealed human suffering on a massive scale.
The UN Special Advisor on Syria, Jan Ekeland, says Russia appears to be ready to open corridors to allow increasingly desperate civilians to flee rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Ekeland spoke to media amid reports that Russian-backed Syrian government forces have retaken more than a third of eastern Aleppo since the weekend.
The Russian Federation announced that there are 4 humanitarian corridors that they want to sit down now in Aleppo with our people there to discuss how we can use the 4 corridors to evacuate people out, especially where we have at least 400 wounded that need immediate medical evacuation, but also to use these corridors to get medical supplies and food in.
He added that the conditions were now so dire that medical operations were being conducted without anesthetics. International aid can't come soon enough for residents such as 26-year-old Lina Shami, who spoke to the BBC network from inside eastern Aleppo.
All hospitals in the city are out of service. Civil defense and ambulance systems have lost more than half of their equipment. Till yesterday night, there were 35 civilians stuck under wreckage, and ambulance systems and civil defense couldn't reach them. Also, sometimes ambulance response happens on foot because there is no transportation and no enough equipment.
Without access to her and many others in the east, UN aid agencies are strengthening their presence in government-controlled western Aleppo. Special Advisor Ekeland said the UN has enough food stored in the west to feed 150,000 people in the east, as well as medical supplies to cover their needs. Some 27,000 people somehow managed to flee the east for government and Kurdish-controlled areas since the weekend. But they are now joining 400,000 long-term displaced people already in the west of the city. Aleppo was once Syria's largest city and its commercial and industrial hub before the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad began in 2011. It has been divided in roughly 2 for the past 4 years. But observers say that in the past 11 months, Syrian troops have broken the deadlock with the help of Iranian-backed militias and Russian airstrikes, adding to a rising death toll and more misery among the living. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.